The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Happy Boxing Day to those who celebrate. Welcome in. It's Sabres Live, post-Christmas edition with Marty. I'm Brian. How are you, my friend, MB43?
I'm great. Everybody's going to be like, what the hell is that sound coming out of Marty right now? I sound like... Well, I won't say crap. I'll say I sound awful, although I did say crap. But anyway, I sound awful. I don't know what happened. It was it's not like I over-talked. It's not like I over-drank. It's not like I did anything. It just, the voice disappeared. So I'll recover. I'll be fine. But it was a lot worse yesterday. Today, I sound so much better.
You're prompting me with a multiple choice question to our audience.
This or that to start the show?
Did Marty actually overdrink, overtalk, overplow?
Oh,
none of the above.
None of the above. I'll tell you this. Because I've got some older teenagers now. We did have pass around like special drinks. Like, so my daughter came back from South Africa. She brought back a couple of bottles of, nice liquor that they had over there. So we all kind of like would try different South African, drinks and stuff like that. There was a nice bar set up. You know, my nieces and everybody was over. So it was great. They're all older. They're all in their 20s. And, they probably had a lot more fun than I did. But I don't know. Somehow my voice just decided to go, but I was having a good time. I was having fun, mm-hmm. But just my one tool that I got to keep went away.
I don't think you're a one tool guy, so I think you're going to get past this regardless.
I lost the toolbox. I don't know where the toolbox is, so that's the problem.
If we need to fill, I spent an inordinate amount of time yesterday going through maybe everything I felt like I had missed in the days leading up to Christmas,
Oh, wow.
Just want to make sure I'm up to speed on everybody. And obviously, most importantly, it's where do you go from here from a Sabre standpoint?
Yes.
What are you up against on this road trip, which will follow tomorrow's final home game of 2024? And that is against Chicago. And it's not our broadcast other than WGR Sports
ESPN
Radio 550.
Too. Yes,
right.
Tomorrow.
The Deuce.
The Deuce.
Yes.
Not the Ocho. No. The Deuce.
This is a Chicago team that is, and this was mildly amusing when I read an article. This was the quote. They're a respectable 4-5 under interim coach Anders Sorensen. Okay. If you prorate 4-5, over the course of a year, you're going to be 15 games under 500 at least, which is not particularly respectable, right?
No.
So careful with the math here.
That's 67 points at the end of the year. That puts you in a very, very high potential lottery pick.
Correct. Now, they have had better numbers individually from Connor Bedard, Taylor Hall, Tyler Bertuzzi, Ilya Mikheyev, and somewhat counter to what Buffalo has been up against lately, the Hawks have great special teams.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not, they haven't had the balance and the depth at 5-on-5. But, I mean, they're 10th on the power play, 4th on the penalty kill, so this is completely opposite of what they've been up against with the Islanders and Bruins of late. So, not to get too far into it, because that's what tomorrow's going to be for, but just in a tiny little window here, last game before the break and first game coming out of it, what do you think Buffalo's going to look like tomorrow now that they've shed the streak and that they don't, you know, this is Chicago. This is a different Chicago, but I don't want them to be looking past this, obviously.
No, you can't. And I know the road trip coming up is going to be a big one for the Sabres as they go to St. Louis, Dallas, Colorado, and Vegas before coming back home and playing Washington, which has been a hot team in the Eastern Conference especially. But you have a chance to say, hey, let's get a win and let's move on. Like, Chicago doesn't score a ton. Yes, they've been a little bit better off lately. Bedard has played better. You mentioned the guys that have performed a little bit better. But they still don't score a ton at 5-on-5. The Sabres scored seven in their last game in Long Island. That was great. The offense busted out. But it cannot be a one-off. You need to go back and score 4 or score 5 again. You need to develop that it's every night that the offense is clicking. Yes, it was, you know, Jack Quinn, and it was Benson, and it was Yuri Kulik, and it was those guys. Awesome. Let's bring Thompson and talk along with the party here. It has to start tomorrow night against Chicago, and it has to continue on the road.
Speaking of Thompson and Tuck, what's your level of, concerns, probably too strong a word, but just for them to find their rhythm offense? Like, Thompson got his first and 6 with an empty netter with just under 10 minutes to go. Tuck has 4 points in the last 14 games, I think.
Yes.
So, you know, this is based on how much they have relied on these two in the past. This is a big thing. And this is also us being mindful of the fact that the Islanders, not a great team, right? So you can't put too much into one outburst here. Like this, whatever. Patrick, like, we'll say Patrick. I have to say it. Patrick was post-game, quote, after a 7, was it 7-1?
7-1,
right?
Yes.
We did some good stuff.
Yeah.
What?
Duffer, I saw him leaving the rink, and it wasn't looking like a coach that was upset about this game. It was looking like a coach that, oh, thank goodness the Christmas break is here. Like, that's what it felt like. And I'm like, wow. Like, I know that if Lindy or Torts or Peter Laviolette, I'm pretty sure Peter Laviolette leaving, you know, this back-to-back losses against the New Jersey Devils did not go out to his car with a big smile on his face and like, all right, have a good Christmas, everybody. Like, I'm sure he was, like, angry and ticked off about what happened. So, yeah, it cannot be just one thing. Look, the Sabres went 13 games without a win. That's a lot. That puts you in the position of, you know what? The season is hanging the balance right now. Like, if you just play 500 hockey for the next month and a half, you won't have enough games left to get you back into the mix. So it has to be now. How do you get back in the race slowly now is with Thompson and Tuck being your leaders. Dahlin doing what he did against the Islanders. 4 assists. But it was more than that. I felt like there was a confidence and a aggressive nature to Rasmus Dahlin's game. That's what needs to happen. And it has to happen from all your top guys. If you want to be consistently winning, that's who needs to step up.
Did you FaceTime with the legend Gilbert Perreault?
I did not.
Were you Christmas caroling with him over FaceTime? Is that what caused the voice loss?
Well, you know what? I do like a good Christmas song, and we talked about it on Tuesday. But no, I did not sing. You know what I didn't do is I didn't drink enough water. And now I have it with me. I need to continue to drink more water.
There's a water company out there that needs to use that last soundbite as a promo.
You don't drink enough water. That's what's going to happen to you.
That's unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. Well, trust me when I say
but
I
we
feel
have tomorrow
your
nights off, so
condition.
I don't have to really like get working until Sunday. So that's good.
What a weekend ahead. Like, you and I are off to St. Louis, which can only mean one thing. Our studio is occupied. The Bills, home, Sunday, right? Like, this is...
Yeah, against the Jets.
This is, you know, exciting, obviously. And banner raising from the Bandits standpoint on Saturday night at KeyBank. Like, I'm loving this, so...
I actually had some friends coming in from Montreal, Duffer. They're coming in for a sports weekend where they're taking in the Sabres Friday, the Bandits Saturday, and the Bills on Sunday. It's a Buffalo sports weekend, and I feel like that would be an unbelievable Christmas present to give yourself, right? Because like that's, you know, three different sporting events, three different types of atmosphere, three different sports. Like, it just, that would be an amazing self Christmas gift.
Sorry, I don't really want to put you on the spot, but like, I really want to put you on the spot.
Oh, go for it.
So, do you have a best friend in hockey?
Yeah, I would think that, like, I grew up, well, I was very, very tight with JP Dumont for quite a bit. So I would say, like, he'd probably be my best friend in hockey. He may not say the same thing about me, but that's okay. He's still going to get the label. You're my best friend.
I love that. Now, I've been reminded, obviously, outside of this present company, given that we spend an inordinate amount of time together. Oh, no.
Yes.
Have I frozen?
No, I'm you're good. You're still, the audio's still there. The audio's still there.
This is life on the road. Oh, so you're going to catch nice frozen images. It's like a new Disney production or something of Frozen.
Yes.
So, no, I was reminded both before the Christmas break and on my drive back today. Like, Billy Jaffe has been one of like the best people in my life. And he just has this incredible knack of knowing when to call and to boost my spirit. So it made me think of all the people, you know, in hockey and, you know, kind of how often that ever pops into your head. Like, wow, like, I'm super grateful to have that person in my life because of what we do. And
you
I got to know
texted
Billy
me
really
that
well.
Was unexpected. And it's the same thing as John Blue. People are going to say, like, John Blue, like, who's John Blue? John Blue, the goalie, Boston Bruins legend, John Blue, but also came in. When I first came in as an 18-year-old, it was me and John Blue at Christmas time. And, you know, we're talking about almost 30 years ago. And once in a while, out of the blue, no pun intended, John will text me, Merry Christmas, how you doing? And I got a nice text from John Blue yesterday. That was awesome.
Yeah. Breaking news, Jeff? Is that what I'm led to believe?
Yes.
Todd McClellan is taking over in Detroit, as Derek Lalonde is out. So that's a tough one for the newsy cycle on this day. And
was there a roster freeze on coaches until today? Like,
this will be the next discussion during the Coaches Association meeting.
Like,
protect
you could have done that like before or after?
Yeah, I know. Well, what's your preference, before or after?
Probably like, after.
This is a very fair question, right? Like,
depends what you celebrate. Like, Hanukkah started last night, right? Like,
this
is
very true.
If you're celebrating Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or something, it's different. You're like, hey, this is the start of my celebration here. Like, I don't want to get fired.
Okay, well, this is relevant. Obviously, Detroit's very much in the same position as Buffalo right now.
Yep.
You know, and 2 points ahead, having played one fewer game.
It's also not just Derek Lalonde, Duffer. The Red Wings releases that an associate coach, Bob Bugner, former Sabres, double B, Bo Byram, Brad Brown, Bob Bugner. They all are in the double B category, but they both have been relieved of their coaching duties. Todd McClellan is coming in, and the Red Wings also have hired Trent Yawney as an assistant coach.
Wow. So Trent, of course, also, like Todd, has a lot of experience in the NHL.
Yes.
Head coach, assistant coach, defense originally, obviously, in a very long career. Like, when you think of the Wings, what needs tweaking the most? It's got to be the offense, no?
It has to be the offense. I feel like goaltending when Kevin Talbot has been good, and really, Husso has had some moments. Defensively, they've got like Ben Sherratt and Jeff Petrie and Mo Sider, and I think they're fine. Offensively, they've
Simon Edvardsson
well.
Is the is
Simon
the,
Edvardsson, yeah. They've not performed yeah. well offensively, but they just have looked like a lost group the last couple of years. And Derek mm-hmm. Lalonde came in as a Stanley Cup winning assistant coach with John Cooper in the Tampa Bay Lightning. Steve Yzerman knew him well from the time back there. It never felt like Derek Lalonde got the group going the right direction.
However,
a legend,
Steve Yzerman has taken a lot of the heat this year for the roster construction,
yes.
which therefore put perhaps many ways to look at this, Derek Lalonde in a tough spot.
Well, yeah, I mean, over the last 2 years, when you look at Detroit, who did they bring in? They brought in guys like JT Compher and Andrew Kopp. And this summer, they brought in Tarasenko, and they re-signed Patrick Kane. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, where is Justin Hall? Where are you going with all of this? I think roster mm-hmm. construction has been a huge part of the lack of success in Detroit. But it just felt like Derek Lalonde never really got himself going as a head coach mm-hmm. with Detroit.
All right, we have a big game in the arena from a standpoint of continuing to spread holiday cheer and having a great impact on the community. It's tomorrow night. It's Buffalo hosting Chicago. And during this game, we have a guaranteed jackpot for our 50-50. It's a holiday raffle. The guaranteed jackpot is $71,600. And there's Bills and Sabres prizes. So, like, secondary prizing beyond the big pot. This is awesome. Sabres.com/50-50. Our 50-50 is presented by Northtown Automotive. And you can already get involved. Like, you know, I was going to say scan the QR code, but I don't think there's a QR code on the screen right now. But you can go to Sabres.com/50-50. And, of course, in arena tomorrow night, when you see the people selling the 50-50s, hop on board, support the holiday raffle, your city, your teams, your cause. There can only be one person who could actually expound upon this better. That's Rich Chereller, our director, VP of Community Relations. Hi, Rich. How are you?
Good, Duffer. How are you?
Well, I'm just hanging on every ounce of Wi-Fi and 5G I can get right now to prolong this show.
I'm hanging on every ounce of voice I still have left, Rich. So I don't know. This could be your show in 5 minutes. You may have to run solo here.
I'm ready.
I love it. What else do you need? Does our audience need to know about tomorrow? And the roots of this and the significance of it through our Bills Sabres community.
Yeah. The origin of the holiday raffle was, you know, our desire, you know, along with the Bills, to do more for the Give 716 charities. I mean, we had almost 600 last year participate in Give 716 back in July. And, you know, we wanted another touch point with them, you know, during a year, frankly. And the raffle's about halfway between now and the next Give 716 campaign. And we have the technology to allow them to raise money by selling 50-50 tickets for us. They'll essentially get our half, right? So if, you know, you sell a $100 ticket, 50 of it's going to go to the winner. Traditionally, 50, the other 50 would, you know, go to the Sabres Foundation. So we're giving that, our half of that, to the groups that sell it. And we can track their sales, and there's over 100 participating, you know, which is great. The pot's already up to 17,000, I think I looked this morning, and it's guaranteed to be 71,600 bucks come tomorrow night. So, no matter what, that's going to be, you know, the payout. But yeah, really just wanting to find another way to support these folks. End of the year is always important for nonprofits, right? They're trying to get their final fundraising push in. It's the holidays. It's a great time to give. I think there's a lot of individuals who want to give at the end of the year, and they have a chance to win a big pot of money too.
You talk about the 50-50 and not just being that this holiday jackpot is happening, but buying tickets online and what it does for the Sabres Foundation. Can you elaborate a little bit more as what you guys and the Sabres Foundation has been able to do over the last couple of years because of the online way of purchasing 50-50 and the jackpots going up and up? Like, I mean, it's regularly in the $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 at the arena and more. We've seen it over 100,000 many times.
Yeah. I mean, before online was an option, a good night for us in arena would have been $25,000 jackpot. And now that's sort of the minimum. We're over $2 million a year raised, half of that is given to the winners. But it's transformed our ability to raise money. And I think teams throughout North America and all the different sports that do this, fundraising events are hard and they've been done for years and at times they feel a bit antiquated. And this is an easy way. It uses modern technology. You don't have to be at the game. Everybody's got their phone in their hand at all times anyways, right? So it's a nice way for people to get involved. They have a chance to win something and tomorrow night there's six prizes, right? So we'll have six different winners.
Yep.
But it's really transformed it. I can't think of another way that we could fundraise. And we're a lean staff. Some teams have bigger groups, that work for their foundations. But it's allowed us to give back so much to the community. I think mostly the community center at 347 East Ferry, on the east side of Buffalo, which really became the home, for Tops after the shooting. They sort of relocated and we're giving away goods and food there on a daily basis for a few months. We've invested a ton in that for 10 years or more. And really without that, I don't know that they would have been capable of serving the community in that way, at that horrible time. So, we help a lot when it comes to kids, kids charity, military, youth hockey, disabled sports organizations. There's, as you guys know, there's hundreds that we help throughout the year, and there's probably a thousand more we could.
So when you mentioned small-scale fundraisers, which is what a lot of these organizations do on a regular basis, one of the most uplifting moments of any small fundraiser is when they do their 50-50 and the winner says, keep it. So I'm hopeful. This is me planting the seed for whoever claims victory tomorrow night. Keep it. Wouldn't that be a treat?
It would be great, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of money, though.
Chris, listen, that's a lot of money. Somebody guaranteeing to get $35,000 and, the issue, and I don't want to, rain on your parade. The issue is that the winner technically will have to pay some taxes on that. So you're like, hey, you know what? Keep it. Oh, crap. I have to pay taxes on this that I didn't claim, right? So there's definitely some.
Oh, you'd be making a donation. That would be offset, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Rich, I'm no tax guy, tax. Clearly.
I know. But anyway, I've done that in golf tournaments. And I actually did it in my own golf tournament where I won the 50. Figured that out. I won the 50-50 in my own golf tournament. I'm like, okay, I'm giving it back, right? The next day, my dad put the money in an envelope and left it in my car as I was going back home. So I didn't realize he had re-gifted it to me. I'm like, I don't want it. So then when he came back, we played back and forth like that for literally a couple of years of giving back the money, and he gave it to me and I gave it back. So we had a lot of fun with that.
I love it. Well,
Zephyr, I'll give you all the credit.
Yes. Well, here's hoping. Here's hoping. What else? What else? From a community relations standpoint, would you like to, kind of send people off with here beyond tomorrow's holiday raffle and just to be mindful of as we go into a new year in 2025?
Well, a little outside the community relations would be the captain's crew with Tuck and Darlene as part of our Learn to Play program. There's still a few spots available, and it's Learn to Play, for those who don't know, it's our entry to hockey program. All teams run it, kids 4 to 9. It's a wonderful program. It's $225. You get head-to-toe equipment. Six weeks of great instruction. Pat Coletta, our friend, is our alumni ambassador, and Patty does a great job on the ice. But Darlene and Tuck this year have joined the party, and they each have their own respective charitable foundation. Rasmus just started his earlier this year, and for an additional $100, you can become part of the Sabres captain's crew, which gives you a few, benefits, some goodies. But the big one is a chance to go on the ice with Tuck and Darlene. At some point, we got to find a date here in the next few months, but some point this season, and get a chance to learn from them. And that's a great one. It's new. There aren't many players around the NHL that are as involved as these two are this year for us, and it's really helping us. We want more kids playing hockey. We want more families, getting involved in the game, and it doesn't have to be a scary world. So we're excited to have those two guys, and would certainly encourage anybody, for a last minute Christmas gift or a post Christmas gift, sign up their son or daughter for that. It's a great opportunity.
Where did you get your Sabres shirt that you are wearing right now? Because I want one of them. It is pretty nice. If you're listening,
if you don't see the Sabres store, I'm going to be shocked.
It's like a Sabres black and red one, gray, yeah, kind of no, crew neck. It's awesome.
This is right from our store. Yeah. I'm lazy. I don't go far to shop. It's right downstairs. So, we get a nice discount too. But yeah, this I got. I got the start of the year.
Oh, okay, I got to make a trip in there because I got some stuff last year, but I haven't gotten in there this year yet, but I love that one. You may be seeing it on Sabres Live coming up in the next little bit here.
Yeah, anytime I can help you with fashion, Marty, you let me know. And we do have I know something close to you guys is the Road Crew event will be announced in a couple of weeks. Fort Lauderdale at the Wharf.
Are we invited?
It's mandatory. Well, Marty's we're gonna have to charter a plane to get Marty there in time, but we'll be announcing that soon coming up too, and that all benefits our foundation as well.
Awesome. Rich, best of the season to you. Thank you for this.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Rich Jureller, our VP of Community Relations, will continue organizational talk when we come back on Sabres Live. The holiday raffle is tomorrow. It's the Sabres and Hawks at KeyBank. We have a guaranteed jackpot of $71,600 and Bills and Sabres prizes. Hit it up now, sabres.com/5050. We're back after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hanging out too much with Sal. That is a very popular and appreciated response on social today, explaining why Marty sounds like he does here on Sabres Live.
There's been some great response. I just realized why you asked me if I was singing with Gilbert Perreault, because that's what somebody responded. Singing Elvis with Gilbert Perreault. I didn't see it first. Hanging out with Sal, that is something that I would love to do. I don't think I've played golf with Sal. I've hung out with Sal. Did not lose my voice from hanging out with Sal. So that's big. Too much smoke from the Yule log fireplace all day yesterday on repeat. That is a great, great response that I got. I actually put it on the screen, and then, you know, my kids walk by and they're like, why is there like a fireplace on the screen when we actually have a fire going on in the actual fireplace right now? I'm like, I'll be coming on the screen in a little bit here. Just let it play. And that was good.
Did you have a candle to go along with it? A fireplace candle to complete the trifecta?
No, I did not have the fireplace candle going on, but the Yule
log. That's our oldest running joke, isn't it? Pretty much.
It was the first gift exchange?
I feel like it was.
I think it was the first gift exchange.
How does that tie in with 2024? My daughters got me some beautiful candles.
Oh,
for Christmas,
good.
And the marquee candle of the group, Honey Crisp Apple scent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they're the best. They're the best. Honey Crisp are the best.
Yeah,
definitely.
So.
And by the way, I know we're talking hockey, whatever.
World Junior update. Are you obligated here, I think?
Yeah, World Juniors update. So Slovakia and Sweden are the very first game of the tournament today. So the Sabres do have a prospect on each team, with Maxim Sturbeck on Team Slovakia and Anton Wahlberg with Team Sweden. Well, Slovakia is up 1-0 in the first period, and Sturbeck got a secondary assist on the Slovakian goal. So he's up and running. Michigan State, a defenseman that has had a really, really good couple of years in college.
Does Sturbeck rock a beard the length of Santa's, because this is his fourth World Junior?
So he's just kept on going?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? The U.S. goalie, Trey Augustine, is in his third World Juniors, which is three is a lot. Two is possible. Three is a lot. Four is unheard of. I mean, four, you basically go as a 16, 17, 18, and 19-year-old. So for Maxim Sturbeck, yes, maybe with Slovakia, that's a little bit more likely, because if you're good, young, they'll want you on. Like, you're not going to do that with Team USA and Team Canada very much, but he's getting another look, and he's on the board for Team Slovakia.
Sabres Live World Junior Updates, presented by Plowmaster 43.
Oh, can I tell you something that happened, though?
In your driveway or business. Yes.
That was a power play goal. And who took the penalty for Sweden?
Wahlberg.
Anton Wahlberg for tripping.
Shame.
So our Sabres prospects are in the score sheet already in the first game, one way or another.
You can look at my sweatshirt. No joy. No joy for Wahlberg being in the box for that one. So
that is you have to know that says no joy. Like, I thought it was just like lines. And I like that. That's good. That's a good message.
Name the band. I thought it was a perfect sweatshirt to be wearing for the last 2 days of the holiday season where I was at mentally. No joy. Anyway.
Well, that can't be Joy Wave.
That's a great guess on your part.
I thought maybe Spanish Joy Wave, our friend Dan, but it would be Yes Joy, not No Joy.
Correct. Yes. So, did you have something else? I feel like I forced you into a World Junior update there while you were.
No, I just want to let people know. Look, there is games all day today. Team USA is at 2:30. Team Canada plays Finland at 7:30 tonight. Czechia and Switzerland's at 5. The games are all on NHL Network in the U.S. If you're in Canada, you can get them on TSN. It's a great time of year to see the prospects, and it's a fun tournament. So go and enjoy some of those games during the day.
What a shameless plug that was for your freelance employee.
Well, I don't do anything with the World Juniors at TSN. I'm just letting people know that are listening to the show in Canada. You can't watch it on NHL Network. It's not available in Canada.
Right.
Covering all my bases here.
I have this ridiculously long list of NHL things that may or may not be of interest to you.
They all are.
Are they?
Yeah.
Do you want it in the form of trivia?
That would be fun.
Which of your least favorite netminders had an unfortunate development in his final game before the break?
Ooh, least favorite netminder. Okay. Would that be... No, he didn't play in that game, did he? Jacob Markstrom?
John Gibson.
Oh, injured. Yes. Okay.
Yes. So Dostal had to come in relief. So we'll await an update on Gibson. Right. Exactly. Because
they would want to move him. They would want to, like, let's go. Let's get John Gibson out of Anaheim.
Keeping or selling, they would want a healthy John Gibson.
Yes.
We didn't really get as far, and maybe it doesn't require an awful lot more, but this whole Lion A thing and him getting hurt in the game against Columbus, you know, they lose 5-4, his pregame comments, the reaction after from Werenski and others, and like, this was not just a single soundbite from Werenski. He was passionately defending his organization from what he felt was a completely unnecessary attack by Line A. And this gets really tricky because of what Line A's been through, right?
So what are you doing? If you're the heartless, gutless person, if you go after Line A because he's gone through a lot of you know, he talked about his mental health. Line A's been a great story in Montreal, but over the last 48 hours, whatnot, right before Christmas, even people in Montreal, Renaud Lavoie, who's a great rider with TVA Sport, he's like, that was not the right time for Line A to do what he did. That was absolutely not the right time. People are supportive of him. People have been there for him. And he just decided to just blast the Columbus Blue Jackets organization. That was not the right time.
Yeah, and again, it's a really hard one to manage. And I say that simply from our position in media. Okay, like, what would you want to be mindful of here? Why, like, it almost always comes back to why, right? The 5W, whatever. Like, the whole point of media, journalism, whatever, is asking the most basic questions and going from there based on the answers you get. And I think most people would go, why? Why would he do this now? Why would he not identify, if he's this disappointed, frustrated, you name it, from how his time in Columbus went? You almost need to be a little bit more specific as opposed to leaving it out there. I'll let you guys figure out who I'm actually referring to, because by not identifying, you're now bringing down all your teammates in this, ex-teammates. And that, to me, doesn't feel right. And that's why it didn't sit well with Zach Werenski.
And this is an organization that acquired Patrick Laine from Winnipeg when Laine in Winnipeg was like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, it was almost like he wanted out of Winnipeg, and Columbus was like, we'll take you. And they traded, you know, Pierre-Luc Dubois away. And then we all know what happened with Dubois. But that felt like a very, very unfortunate time and place to be having those type of comments. Wait until the season's over. Season's over. You've had a good season. You feel good. You want to make a statement. You want to reach out to some people individually. Do it on your own personal side. But that felt very, very, very unfortunate at the moment.
Yeah, and perfectly appropriate response from Werenski.
Yeah.
The longest serving, you know, really. I mean, obviously, well, it's hard to forget how long Boone Jenner's been there and, you know, his captaincy, but the time lost it. And you know what I mean? Like, Werenski is the face. And for an organization that's gone through so much in the last 5 months, they certainly didn't need this on top of it, right? Anyway, I applaud Werenski for his passionate defense of his organization.
And Columbus has had a lot to deal with this year.
That's what I mean, yeah.
You know, like, I mean, everybody's got a lot on their minds, a lot on their hearts. Mm-hmm. And this came out like, yeah, you're absolutely right on Zach Werenski. That was well communicated after the game.
It's been so hard for the Jackets to gain traction. They have these moments. And by the way, I know you touched on this, I think, a month ago, but it has continued. Sean Monahan's season. Mm. Just look at the numbers he has posted. It losing his best friend, joining that organ, like, he's playing with Marchenko and Voronkov right now, and he is doing so much to help this team. At the same time, like I mentioned, they haven't had their consistency. Damon Severson was scratched the other night. He's got 6 years to go on that $50 million contract. Like, Evason is coaching this team in two ways. Obviously, incredibly mindful and caring and supportive. But he's doing exactly what he has done in the past, and that is tough love. And it doesn't matter whether you're a kid or a veteran. And I applaud that. It's wild to me what an individual can walk into sometimes unknowingly. In your role, right? In any walk of life, let alone pro sports, where you're really under a public microscope. But I think Dean Evason should be lauded for how he's handled so much of this
year. I mean, you look at the way that they've created offense. You talk about Werenski and Monahan, but Marchenko is over a point a game. You know, the Kent Johnson, who has 10 goals now, and you were like, oh, what's his development going to be like?
Look at his games played.
Minimal compared to 21 games. He's got 20 points in 21 games. Like, that's pretty impressive. And, I mean, if they could just get a save once in a while, like, their goaltenders all have, like, 890 and below save percentage. Like, it's been really tough now getting a save in Columbus, and they're still fighting. Now, there's 15 teams in the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm.
16 are playing for 500 or better. And six are playing for 500 or worst. Like, that's nine are playing for 500 or better, and six for 500 or worse. Columbus is right there. They're not that far off the 500 mark.
And I think that's why I'm kind of, it's part of the reason why I'm going down this path. Like, I mean, I think there's probably an outward perception still of Columbus having a terrible year. They're actually not that far from being like level here with a chance to hopefully go up if they had, you know, a little bit more consistency in the form of goaltending.
They could just win on the road. They're 4-11 and 3 on the road.
Yes. Yes. And so Columbus is interesting. Vegas has won 4 in a row and 8 of 9. Nashville has quietly, shockingly, just gone 3-0-1 in their last 4 at home.
Mm-hmm.
They're 4-1-1 in the last 6. Maybe they continue to look like the team they were supposed to as the calendar turns into 2025.
Yeah.
Philadelphia has lost 7 of 10. San Jose has lost 8 of 9. New Jersey rolled the Rangers, leaving New York losers of 13 of the last 17. Derek Lalonde was fired in Detroit today. Todd McClellan takes over.
Yeah.
Like, which team takes the spotlight next here? When the roster freeze ends, or in the way of more coaching change, what do you think's the next big story here based on some of this? And also, just to tie in with the San Jose lost 8 of 9, like, it was a really personal moment for Macklin Celebrini right before the break, got his first home game, so to speak, yep. Right in Vancouver.
Yep.
By the way, my habit for the new year that you need to break me of, I got to stop saying right. I didn't even realize I was doing it till the other day. It's annoying, so I need to stop saying it.
You're right. You're right. You're right. I'll let you know.
Celebrini took blame for his turnover early against Vancouver the other night. And so it's really cool to see this kid who's been so productive, but he cares so much. And I think that's what I love about him. Like, you can see the leadership as an 18-year-old in the NHL. It's pretty awesome. So
I still think the story to keep an eye on is the New York Rangers. They've got Tampa and Florida coming up in the Sunshine State. Then they come home to play Boston. They have Washington and Chicago on the road, Dallas, New Jersey again. I feel like the next 2 weeks in the Ranger land could be very, very rocky and tumultuous. If they go down to Florida and go 0-2 against Tampa and the Panthers and then come home and were to lose to Boston, and the way that it's been going, I don't know that you can keep going the same direction. I just don't see it happening. They've got the goaltending. Shesterkin is still one of the best in the league. They can't find any offense lately.
He better be. I think he's lost 9 of 12 since the extension. And again, not entirely his fault. He's actually had some star-worthy games lately where they simply have not
scored. They lose 2-1, whatever. Shesterkin is still third in the NHL in goals saved above expectations. If he wasn't that good, Duffer, they would be last in the Eastern Conference.
Right, and a coaching change would have probably happened already. We're back after this. We'll raise a banner. Or no, we'll give you a little reason why. Are we raising a banner, or is it just the Bandits on Saturday? Find out. We're right back after this on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Banditland comes to life once again on Saturday. Note the start time. It's 6:30, but we need you there early. Doors open at 5. Face-off is 6:30, but the ceremony to raise the banner for a second straight year, sixth title in franchise history, need the fans in their seats by 6:10. This is going to be awesome. Bandits are off to an incredible 2-0 start on the heels of last year's championship win. Marty, I am so excited, and we're going to have to watch it from St. Louis.
We are going to have to find a location where we can bring our own computers and just put it on there, Duffer, because that's what we do when we watch a Bandits game. But congratulations once again. Back-to-back champs going for a three-peat and raising a banner at Quebec Center.
All right, birthdays today. One of my favorite bands, although there are many, so this would be too much. Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars. Lars Ulrich from Metallica. They are 53 and 61, respectively. Chris Daughtry is 45. Now, out of those three musicians, which one do you think I saw most recently?
Probably Daughtry.
Daughtry was an opener for Breaking Benjamin in Erie, Pennsylvania, within the last year. Yes.
So I golfed with one of the band members from Daughtry in Rochester a few years back. Elvio, I think his name is. Anyway, I know they're coming somewhere around here this summer. Oh, they're coming to Syracuse, so we got to go this summer to see them.
Okay. And we got to see you tomorrow right here on Sabres Live.